makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Mass, with Alan Reed as the Scholar. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you asked I should write to you more about the America. Well, if there's one way I'm not going to truly describe him, it's to say he's always in a hurry. Even if he's got nothing to do, he's the one to do it before everybody else. And this is a making act very strange. Yesterday, man is a run over to me in the street and he's a yell, "You got the time?" Before I got to my watch out of my pocket, he's a bought a paper, dropped his change, he jumped on a bus and a holler, "Thanks." Thanks for what? Funny thing is to make me act just as a crazy. He's holler, "Thanks," and I'm a holler, "You welcome." There's nowhere in the world I'm going to see such a rush. In the morning is a race to the subway, then a race to work, a race to lunch, a race back to work, a race to the subway, a race to home. And on a Saturday, when everybody should be nice and arrested, is a big race to the doctor. Mamma mia, you ever see a horse race? Well, in Chicago, is a people's race. And sometimes when I'm watching the people, I'm thinking the horse knows more of what they're doing. Also, you ask me if the people, they're friendly here. How many friends am I got? Well, Mamma mia, Chicago is not like our little town in Italy, Castellamonte, where everybody else is a call me by his first name. In Castellamonte, everybody's a call me Luigi. Over here, I'm just a plain, "Hey, you." I think the reason I'm right to you so much like this, Mamma mia, is it because today I'm feel very lonely and I'm missing you. But maybe I'm thinking too much about it. So I better go off to my night school of class. There, with all of the questions and the answers are flying around, I'm going to forget to my troubles.
Well, class, can anybody answer the question? Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," Mr. Horowitz?
No, it wasn't Horowitz.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Well, Mr. Horowitz, who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
And I studied my lesson so hard last night. I even kept my little boy Seymour, he should help me. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Alexander Hamilton?
Uh-uh.
Samuel Adams? Paul Revere?
George Barabas, please leave somebody to start the revolution.
Thank you, fellow Rufus. You can have liberty or death. Just give me a smile.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be enough out of you. Mr. Basco, you may answer the question.
Miss Bulling, please excuse me. You mind to repeat it? I was in a listener before.
Oh, Mr. Basco, evidently your mind isn't on your work today.
Yes.
Miss Bulling, I have been quietly sitting back and noticing the lack of attention my colleagues pay to their studies. Fortunately, I remain as a shining example that your efforts are bearing fruit. And I would be real glad to answer the question.
Well, listen to him. The mental giant with the pygmy personality.
Mr. Schultz, class, I'm really very disappointed in you today. I don't... Mr. Basco, you're still not paying any attention.
Excuse me, Miss Bulling. I'm trying very hard tonight, but...
Luigi, is something wrong? You look a little pale.
Maybe you're not eating right, Luigi. You know what they say? We are what we eat.
Tim, what must I look like? I had a hamburger for lunch.
Don't you feel well, Mr. Basco? I'm sorry I didn't know that.
No, no, thank you, Clutch. But is it not the food that bothers me?
Is it well?
Well, I'm ashamed to say, but I'm apt to feel a little lonesome.
Oh, Lucy. That's almost 2 years since you saw your mama. Huh?
Yeah.
You're bad, young Penny. I know your sour teeth, believe me. When air first came over, before I had enough money to send for my family, sometimes air too felt lonesome.
You know, there must be many ways of meeting people, Mr. Basco. Why don't you join some social group or dancing club?
That's a good idea. After all, you know, the toughest thing is to be a bachelor. I remember how it feels to go home alone every night and sit and look at four walls.
Your heart is different if you're married.
Sure, now I got 3 rooms and I come home. My wife runs out to play canasta and I sit and look at the 12 walls. Luigi, you are not so bad off.
No, maybe I'm not. You're a big help. Luigi, I would gladly ask you to come home with me. But it so happens that tonight I got to run right to my meeting. You know, the Odessa Young Men's Benevolent Society. I'm the president and...
No. Thank you, Horowitz. But I'm no baby. I'm
Luigi. You know, I go to work after class. If you want to help me deliver the news.
Is it very nice of you, Austin? No, I think I go home at this place.
Luigi, you know I would say come and sleep with me and my happy little family, but the thought is my apartment is being painted.
Oh.
You see, there's 10 in the family, and we got it exactly 10 paintbrushes. Some of them will be something you can do.
Mr. Basco, what about Rosa?
Miss Spalding, he may be alone, but he don't want to be with a crowd.
Not tonight, I'm even willing to go out with the rest.
Well, that can easily be arranged, Luigi. You're so against the performance.
Yeah, like just letting him see you. Yeah, that's it, Luigi Rosa. Your troubles are over. Smile. Sure, we all get it a little moody sometimes, but like you say in the delicatessen business, don't worry. The things that look darkest today, tomorrow we cover up with a little mayonnaise.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. I'm just got a back to
school. Don't talk so much. I'm trying to change.
Huh? Hey, what are you doing with spaghetti policy? Moving things around like
please, you... Please, shut up.
All right.
Now, let me see. I think I'm going to change your breadsticks. These look too nibbled on.
Pasquale,
This little table, I'm going to put in there the cash register. In case anybody tries to sneak out without a pay, and I got to be trapped.
That's a very funny estimate.
I got it, I know. I'm going to take off for the old wallpaper and hang up a lot of pictures about the desert. That's going to make the customers the first few. They're going to order more wine.
That's a good idea, Pasquale. Also, you could...
Please, the place I'm a consecration.
All right.
Now, I'm going to take the electrical bulbs away from the tables, and I'm going to put the candles. I should give the place a fine atmosphere to cut down my electrical bill.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm a good idea for you.
Nobody's asking of you. Now, should I get a new chair? Nah, I put a slip covers on the old slip covers. Yeah, my ashtray is almost all stolen. Better make a trip into some hotel lobbies and get it some more. Maybe I'm going to print up a book of matches. Yeah. East of the Pasquale's the Spaghetti Palace, the 23 North, the Holstead Street, are specially low prices. Special family rates if you all come together.
Yeah, that sounds a good Pasquale.
Oh, wait, maybe... Will you go home, please? You carry your seat tonight. I'm a busy.
Well, Pasquale, maybe... Maybe I can stay here and help you a little bit tonight. Huh? Look, here, I'm going to move this table over for you.
Luigi, if you don't go home now, I'm going to count till it's 10 and kill you by 7.
Pasquale, I'm sorry. I go now. Was it just that I was just feeling lonesome and I was just to feel like I'm going to talk?
Talk?
There's only one subject I'm interested to talk about.
I'm willing to talk about that subject.
It ain't a politics to money or moon pitches.
Yes, sir.
Hoo-hoo, how you hit that jackpot.
All right, Mr. Scotty, come on, let's just talk.
You sure you want to talk about a roaster?
Sure, I'm sure.
Wait, let me feel your head. You must be sick.
No, I'm a master.
Ah, you're just a teasing of me. I suppose you could have told me how fat she is.
No, I'm a bit of thinking. Fat to skinny is all the same, man. Is it the personality? That's what it counts to what it does.
You look like a Luigi, you act like a Luigi, you sound like a Luigi. Would you put them all together tonight as to come out of Xavier Cougar?
Daddy, well, what's the difference if I got it? I'm feeling a very lonesome, and I must think maybe tonight I could take a road just for a walk in a park. But it's something.
Oh, that's wonderful, Luigi. Look, Ross's imitation. Why don't you go in yourself and ask her?
All right, sir. I'm going to do that tonight. Ross?
Oh, I thought you were a mouse.
I scare you?
No, I like mice.
Is it nice to know for tonight, sir?
I don't know. Should I go outside and look?
No, stay. Arosa, how you would like to wish you to go for a walk in the park? Huh? Just a minute.
Oh, I'd love to, Luigi.
Good.
But not tonight. The butcher's son, Harold, is taking me to a midnight show.
Oh.
I gotta go, Luigi. You know, business. Harold's father gives Papa the best cuts in me.
Yeah, but well, all right, just time for your roaster.
Well, how you make out, a little banana nose?
No good. That's just you've got a date to fix tonight.
Oh, yes, Harold. Well, Luigi, that's the business.
Yeah, I know. Best to cut to the meat.
Well, don't get so sarcastic. After all, it's only tit for tat. You turned me down so many times.
All right, the first time.
So what, Louise? There's plenty of fish in the lake. You want another girl?
Yeah, how?
Go jump in the lake. Good night, Louise. Be happy.
Good night, the first time. I'm happy. Ha ha.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat for your whole family to enjoy. You can give it to youngsters between meals without worrying about spoiling their appetite. And you can enjoy it often every day yourself, because it's never rich or heavy. Remember, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint is good for your teeth and aids digestion. So for a long-lasting taste treat and a healthful chewing treat all combined into one, get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go shopping. Wrigley's Spearmint. Helpful, refreshing, delicious. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
That's the night, to Mamma Mia. I'm going to try to go to sleep early. But I couldn't sleep. Was a big emptiness inside of me. Like when you're hungry. Only the emptiness was not in the stomach. Was up the stairs a little bit. I was so anxious to hear friendly voice. I'm a guy on the telephone. And I'm a call up for the right time. Beautiful voice, as you say. It's now 12:30.
Is it not 12 or 30 in a 10 seconds? Is it not 12 or 30 in a 20 seconds? Then I'm a stuff to talk to her. But if she's a keeper right on the talk and listens to me, this is making me very lonesome, so I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to get out of bed, dress myself, and I'm going to start to walk in the fresh air. That's a little better. Hundreds of people. Hundreds of strangers. That's to make one apostle.
Hey, get your paper, here. Troop shut off.
Mamma mia, I know how they feel. Maybe I'm going to talk to the newsman. He's all by himself. Hey, mister.
Paper bud?
Yeah. Is a lot of troops to shut off?
It's all in the paper, mister. How about it?
How about the what?
Come on, Jack. I got no time to stand around and talk. Time costs money.
Hey, I'm on the center. Here. Give me a paper.
Hey, you give me only a nickel. I get 2 more cents.
Well, money and hours of sales are taxed on a newspaper. All right, sir. Here. You think the medical...
Hey, get your paper here.
Time across the money.
The light, Max?
No, but no. If you go with me, I take you to my antique shop. I'm going to get lots of matches. He's a keeper right on the move. Maybe I'm going to try somebody else. Hey, bud.
Huh?
You got a light?
Sure. Well?
Well, what?
What do you want to do with it? Start a fire?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to start a fire.
Well, where's your cigarette?
Oh, I'm going to smoke.
Well, what do you want a light for?
Well, I'm just the one to talk.
Oh, I get it. And you want a light so you can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Huh? Mama mia, this is the guy who's going to like me. Well, I'm going to find somebody to talk to. Oh, there's somebody. Hey, you look like he's in trouble. Hey, mister, you have an accident?
Accident? What accident?
Why are you laying under the lamp for?
It's a free country. I can lay anywhere I want.
Yeah, sure, that's right. I'm agree with you. He's a great, the big, wonderful country.
Oh,
that's...
all right, it's gone. Hey, help me up, wait, wait.
I'm not sure. Now you can walk.
Yeah, so long. Then,
huh?
I'll try it again. How can I get through the 3 lampposts? We pay taxes. Huh? And how does the city spend the money? 3 lampposts in 1 spot. I'm gonna get even. I'm gonna get married and have 50 kids. Let the government pay me taxes.
Yeah, well, I'm agree with you, except about the taxes.
Yeah, all right. How that goes, huh? Let's go all drink, huh?
You want a drink?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Hey, look, we got a drink right over there.
Yeah? Where?
There. It's a water fountain.
A water fountain? Oh, no, sure.
Mamma mia. I didn't think he could run so fast. This is so quiet in the nighttime. Even the streets, they look the same.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, come on. Come on, and let me help you across.
Thank you, sir. Now, you never know what it is to be alone.
I know how it needs to be. When I first came over,
I would gladly ask you, Luigi, but tonight.
You're changing your boss.
Join a social group, a dancing club?
It's business. Fine, cussing me.
Go jump in the lake.
I cost money.
Get out of here.
20 beautiful girls, 20 the loveliest little dancing partners in Chicago, and it's only 10 cents a day.
Huh?
That's right, 20 beautiful girls waiting to dance with you.
With me?
That's right.
Mamma mia, how do they know I'm lonely?
They can see you coming. I'll go right in there and your troubles are over.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Hey, you're real a friend.
Hey, wait a minute, neighbor. It's 10 cents a day.
Hey, what the? Kid. No, but I'm only got the $1 bill.
Okay, here's 10 tickets. Just hand the girl a ticket for the dance. Right in there, son.
Hey, Dad. How about
dancing?
Mamma mia. One minute ago, nobody has talked to me. All of a sudden, I'm a popular.
Hey.
Smoothie.
What?
How about a dance? The music's just starting.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here's my sister.
Good. I'll hold them all. That's one dance.
That's to the dance?
Uh-huh.
Must be some music I'm going to hear.
Here we go again. Come on, hold. Say, honey.
Huh?
You dance beautifully.
How you gonna tell?
Say, in the next one, let's do a two-step, hmm?
You must have been joking. There's only enough of music for one step. Please, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a bite to my ticket.
What's the matter? Don't you want to dance no more?
No. Two dances is enough for three is making me dizzy.
Well, maybe we can sit down and talk.
Talk? You said a talk? Sure, I'm going to like it to talk.
Fine. Then I'll hold the ticket. It's $1.50.
To talk?
Yeah.
How much does it cost if we just to sit together and keep it quiet?
Are you a wise guy? Dance,
dance, mister? Mamma mia. I'm a wonder if she's a carrier meter, $1.50. Is it like I'm just been introduced to a taxi?
Hello.
Hello, and here's the ticket.
You don't have to give me a ticket.
I don't? Huh?
You never been here before, have you?
You're going to tell her by the way I'm a dance, huh?
No, come on, let's sit down.
Oh. Thank you.
Here. No, I don't want your ticket.
We close soon, and you can get your money back then. Okay. You know something? I don't care if you do take them.
Dance the whole night through.
Excuse me, Anna. I think your watch is as slow as 3:30.
That's the way the song goes. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Three o'clock in the morning.
That's nice. You know, it's my favorite song. I sing it every night when I go home.
Very nice. 3 o'clock. That's the late, huh?
Oh, how late. And how lonely.
You lonely, too?
Who is it?
Huh?
How'd you like to be a policeman at 3 a.m? The milkman going to sleep when everybody's getting up. And you ever hear those kids, Daddy? Hello, Mabel. Hiya, Jack. This number's for you. Oh, they must be the loneliest people in the world.
There's so many people. They all are lonely.
Chicago's a lonely town. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. dance the whole night.
Schultz, it's 4 a.m. to call the police station again.
But, Squally, I already called them 12 times. They don't want the FBI in on this, you know.
They should have convoyed by now. So, Squally, did you do anything to Luigi or say anything to Chase in a day?
No, I just told him to go jump in a lake.
That's all.
How was I know he was going to do it? Oh, I was awful mean to him. I chased him out of the store, and he wanted a help.
I should have invited him to come home with me.
Poor Luigi. He was feeling bad in school today. We all knew it, and we didn't do nothing about it. Oh, I got a feeling he's a dead now. What I wouldn't have given was to see that little cabbage push with those 2 watermelon seeds in her eyes. I would have given... Luigi, my God, I was so happy to see you
alive. Yeah, but stop it. Why are you kissing me?
Luigi, we were going crazy trying to find you. 16 times I called up to the hospital, and every time they told me you wasn't carried in on a stretcher, I was a heartbroken. Luigi, where did you disappear to?
I just went for a walk.
Till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you walk to, Milwaukee? Oh, Luigi, you disappointed me. I thought for sure you was a dead.
Oh, no, I wasn't a dead dad. I've been walking around the city, talking with a newspaper man, a fella on the lamppost, and I'm a dancer with a beautiful girl. Then I'm a take her home.
Luigi, here's a dollar.
Dollar, what the fuck?
Next time you take the tour, I'm going with you.
What's so funny? Luigi should be ashamed of yourself. While I'm sitting here going crazy, you running all over town enjoying your loneliness.
But, Squally, I'm sorry.
Sorry? You know Rosa had a date. You knew I was going to be alone. So why you left me all by myself when you know how much I hate my own company?
That's the trick of the Squally. To learn how to be alone. Chicago. That's a wonderful, lonely town. Good night.
I'm going to. Good night, Luigi. Your good night, and see you all tomorrow.
Well, back to bed for me. Good night.
Kimmel, what happened?
We called the police, the hospital. He's sorry he didn't jump in the lake. I'm out of bed. Luigi's talking in circles. One thing I'm sure of. Chicago is a fashimmel town.
And so, Mamma Mia, my letter to you is finished. It's a lovely night, you know. And I'm going to think I'm going to take a walk. No, it's not that I'm lonely. It's just that I was in a 4 houses at the night. Pasquale, Schultz, Horowitz, and Olsen. And I'm going to have a dinner in each, and if I don't take a walk, I'm going to bust. You're loving the son of Luigi Basco, a little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint is just about the perfect taste treat to enjoy between your meals. During the morning or afternoon, when you get a little hankering for something tasty, slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth. Chew on it and get the full enjoyment of that refreshing, delicious, real mint flavor. You'll enjoy the chewing itself, too. That little stick of gum will satisfy you without spoiling your appetite for lunch or supper. Try it, won't you? Keep some Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy to enjoy between your meals. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Matt Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music directed by Lud Brock. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.